From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a strong earthquake has struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the shallow 6.4 magnitude quake was located nearly 43 kilometers southeast of the city of nearly 2 million. As VOA's Bill Ide reports, the quake collapsed at least one building and has raised fears that residents could be trapped inside.
So far, there have been no reports of casualties, but we are starting to see some reports of injuries. At this point, so far, it does seem like that most have escaped this unscathed, but there still is this building with those trapped inside. And if you've seen any of the images, it's very worrisome that some may not have made it out alive.
That's VOA's Bill Ide reporting from Beijing. Thousands of Syrians fled Aleppo, Syria on Friday, headed for the Turkish border. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation charity said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border. The charity said it is setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter because Ankara has closed its crossing point. Turkey has already taken in more than 2.5 million Syrians since the Syrian civil war began nearly 5 years ago. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria is occurring as government troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria aimed at encircling the contested city of Aleppo, a rebel stronghold. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says that a UN panel's finding that he has been arbitrarily detained is a vindication. However, as VOA's Luis Ramirez reports, Britain and Sweden see the ruling very differently.
For Julian Assange, it was a moment of vindication. Still fearing arrest, he spoke from inside the Ecuadorian embassy where he has been holed up.
The lawfulness of my detention, or otherwise, is it now a matter of settled law?
Sweden, which wants him on allegations of rape, and Britain disagree. The UN ruling is not legally binding, and Britain says Assange was not detained, but sought refuge on his own accord here at Ecuador's embassy. He still faces arrest in Britain, investigation for rape in Sweden, and a grand jury probe in the United States. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
Brazilian health officials say they have found live Zika virus in saliva and urine samples. Speaking at a news conference Friday, the president of the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation said that casual kissing increases the risk of being infected with Zika. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the virus. Doctors suspect the Zika virus is linked to a rare neurological condition called microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 151,000 jobs in January. That is lower than the previous couple of months and less than most economists had predicted. Friday's Labor Department report also said the unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.9%. That's the lowest level in nearly 8 years. President Barack Obama said that Americans have a lot to be proud of.
Over the past 2 years, 2014 and 2015, our businesses added more jobs than any time since the 1990s. Most importantly, this progress is finally starting to translate into bigger paychecks. Over the past 6 months, wages have grown at their fastest rate since the crisis.
A separate report on U.S. trade was less positive, showing the trade deficit grew $1.2 billion in December to a total of more than $43 billion for the month. The New York Fire Department has confirmed that one person was killed after a crane collapsed in Lower Manhattan during the rush hour Friday morning. Three other people were injured, two of them seriously. The crane landed across an intersection and stretched about two blocks on top of several parked cars. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.